The truth is that when the emperor entered Grenoble, he had refused to install himself at the hotel of the prefecture. He had thanked the mayor, saying, "I am going to the house of a brave man of my acquaintance," and he had betaken himself to the Three Dauphins. This glory of the Labarre of the Three Dauphins was reflected upon the Labarre of the Cross of Colbas, at a distance of 25 leagues. It was said of him in the town, "That is the cousin of the man of Grenoble." The man bent his steps towards this inn, which was the best in the countryside. He entered the kitchen, which opened on a level with the street. All the stoves were lighted, a huge fire blazed gaily in the fireplace. The host, who was also the chief cook, was going from one stew-pan to another, very busily superintending an excellent dinner designed for the wagoners, whose loud talking, conversation, and laughter were audible from an adjoining apartment. Anyone who has travelled knows that there is no one who indulges in better cheer than wagoners. A fat marmot, flanked by white partridges and heather cocks, was turning on a long spit before the fire. On the stove, two huge carps from Lake Lozay and a trout from Lake Alloz were cooking. The host, hearing the door open and seeing a newcomer enter, said, without raising his eyes from his stoves, "What do you wish, sir?" "Food and lodging," said the man. "Nothing easier," replied the host. At that moment he turned.